Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Each spring, grown men throw their fashion sense to the wind and give their all to win a green sport coat. Today is day three of the Masters. David Dusek is the deputy editor of the Sports Illustrated Golf Group, and he joins me now from Augusta, Georgia. David, welcome back to Only a Game.
It's good to be back. Thank you.
Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy will turn all of 22 years old next month. He is at an amazing minus 10 at this point in the tournament. Will he keep playing beyond his years?
Well, I think that Rory has certainly proven to us here at Augusta and those of us who follow golf week in and week out that he is more than just a flash in the pan. This is a gentleman who showed up at age 17 as an amateur at the 2007 British Open and nearly won. He's won golf tournaments on the European Tour. He's won on the U.S. PGA Tour. And he even set the pace at the beginning of last year's British Open, shooting 63 at the old course at St. Andrews, the home of golf. And he's certainly setting a really a great standard for himself. He drives the ball very long off the tee. He's gotten some timely putting and good iron game. And right now, it's that 6 inches between his ears that he's got to keep under control at this point because, sleeping once again on the lead at a major championship, he's going to feel pressure. The expectation levels are going to keep ratcheting up. And winning the first major championship, everybody says, who's done it, is the toughest one. And Rory has put himself in a position to certainly be one of the leading candidates to win a green jacket on Sunday evening.
Jason Day ended round two at minus 8, KJ Choi at minus 7. Are these guys likely to give McIlroy a hard time today?
I think Jason Day got a lot of confidence out of his second round, and obviously shooting 64 should do that to any golfer. KJ Choi has been in contention at the Masters before. He's done as well as coming in third place. His 70 on Friday for him was also a really solid, good all-around game. The player that I, though, am sort of looking to potentially make a charge Saturday is going to be Jeff Ogilvie from Australia. And this is a guy who won the 2006 U.S. Open. He was paired with Phil Mickelson in the first two rounds, and he's got all the tools and all the talent, to really, I think, win at Augusta National.
Tiger Woods, of course, has won the Masters four times, but it's been 6 years since his last win at Augusta. He made the cut. He's lurking, as is or perhaps was his wont. Do you expect a patented Tiger Woods run to the top of the board this weekend?
Candidly, I don't. I think that Tiger Woods, over the course of 72 holes, just isn't ready yet to put himself in a position to win a major championship. He's, in golf terms, been battling a two-way miss, which means you're missing tee shots both left and right. That, coupled with a putter that's been running very hot and cold all season, he's actually changed putters three times over the course of the season, putting three different ones into play, tells me that he's not 100% confident in his putting. And above anything else, you have to have the utmost control on the greens at Augusta.
Defending champion Phil Mickelson will probably find it tough to repeat his champion. He had a slow start, minus two going into the weekend. Do you expect Lefty to be able to make that up?
I think the Lefty has a much better chance of making it up and being in contention on Sunday afternoon than Tiger Woods does. He doesn't have to make up so much ground. I mean, he's going to be eight shots off when he begins his round, later today, and I think that he's shown that he can make up a lot of ground really fast. Last year en route to winning, he went eagle, eagle, and then almost eagled again on Saturday, eagle being obviously two under par for one hole. So that was five under par through three holes in the course of about a half an hour. He just catapulted up the leaderboard. It might be too much to ask for him to do that again, but he has so much confidence. There's literally a different way that he walks around here in Augusta once he's on the ground than at any other golf event on the calendar. So I think that if he's in the cut and he's made the cut, and obviously he has, then Phil is in contention.
51-year-old Fred Couples won the Masters back in 1992, but by my count, that's 19 years ago. But he's five under after two rounds. What about his chances?
Good math. Fred Couples was quick to point out in his press conference on Friday that at some point or another, someone will break Jack Nicklaus's record for the oldest person to win a major championship. Jack was 46 when he won here 25 years ago. The combination combination of players who are extremely fit and the golf club technology right now, just he says, is bound to make that happen. He's age 51, and there's a couple things that Freddie has going for him. Number one, he's a crowd favorite and has been coming here for years. He knows the course extremely well. He's got a lot of comfort, you know, here. The other thing is Fred's problem oftentimes is a chronic bad back. Now, with weather expected throughout the weekend to be in the high 80s, low 90s, it'll be very easy for him to keep limber and loose out there on the golf course, especially if they have to wait on some of the par threes. This pace of play is pretty slow out here. So that combination may be what it takes to actually put him over the top and keep him near the top of the leaderboard.
David Dusek is the deputy editor of the Sports Illustrated Golf Group. You can see his live updates from the Masters on Twitter at golfcom_Dusek. David, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.